105.9.
I think, first of all, how do you judge the success? Well, you have to judge on fact, and all the figures are just absolutely stunning. Remember, we didn't want to be capital of culture because of culture. We know how good we are with culture. We wanted to be there to actually turn the city round. And the figures that we were promised actually were not correct. They're far greater than we ever expected in our wildest dreams. I mean, for example, to be, you know, the in terms of day visitors, the most visited place in the UK outside of London is staggering. To be, you know, the sixth place in the UK that international visitors come to is staggering. To have the highest hotel occupancy is staggering. So all the figures show that Liverpool is a European world-class city. I think that the big question, if I may be so bold as to say, is where do we go next?
Yeah.
And how do we keep that momentum going? Having got there, having, you know, created Liverpool One, a cruise liner terminal, an arena, a convention centre, brought people back to the city, created confidence there. How do we take that further? You know, how do we keep that momentum going? How do we keep jobs being created? How do we deal with our deprived communities? Those are the big issues for me.
Go on then.
Right, well, I think there are a number of things.
Is he going to be Lord Mayor next year?
Well, I think, first of all, here you are, here's a radical thing for me. I would ban the use of the word Merseyside. People, you know, if you've got a fantastic brand, you know, Radio City, you don't abandon it for some other name. If you've got a fantastic brand now like Liverpool, well, why? Who's heard of Merseyside? You go outside of the UK, you go to Europe, you go to North America, they've never heard of Merseyside. So ban that. Realise that Liverpool now is the brand. And stop, I'm sorry to say this to my colleagues, stop, you know, the boroughs, if you like, of Merseyside vying for position. Oh, we want to be so-and-so and we want to be this. It's Liverpool is the brand. Build on that brand. Secondly, to realise that actually, when we started the year, we were quite critical. People said, well, there's still things are going to be unfinished. Great they're unfinished. Great that the museum is still on the pierhead, still to come on stream. Great that the canal will be open next year. Great that Lime Street will be open next year. It's important that any great city is organic. Things are still constantly happening. And perhaps, thirdly, to realise, and this is the difficult one, I don't think anybody would have said a few years ago. I mean, do you remember when we were cutting money to various arts organisations, cutting the money to the Philharmonic? I don't think anybody in the heart of hearts realised how culture can actually create regeneration. So we've got to hold our nerve here, and we shouldn't be, which I hope we're not going to, we shouldn't be saying, OK, we've done culture now, let's move on. You know, there's a desperate need for this, a desperate need for that, so let's cut the money for culture. Let's go back to the old ways. We've got to keep culture at the heart of what we're doing. City Talk 105.9.